I want to talk about the blessings of grace and mercy. Grace and mercy is accompanied with God's blessings. God will not give you a grace when there's no blessing in it. The word grace means God's free, undeserved, unmerited favor, God's goodwill and loving kindness towards us. Mercy, from the Greek word ilos, means God's kindness, goodwill, compassion or pity towards the miserable and the afflicted. Are you afflicted? God will show you mercy. Join with the desire to help them which is born out of unconditional love. God's mercy is unconditional. And so this year we will experience his grace and his mercy. Say amen. And there is a saying that God's grace towards man are limitless. Say amen. And the mercy and the grace also qualifies you to come into his presence. You see, you are not coming to God's presence because you are right, or because you have a certain pedigree, or a school be that you attended. You are coming to God's presence because his mercy allows you to come into his presence. Say amen. His grace allows you to come into his presence. Say hallelujah. And without his grace, you are nothing. Yes, you and I, we are nothing without his grace. Anytime you wake up in the morning, you are looking very good. You powder your face, brush your teeth, you dress, you look well, you turn yourself in the mirror. Remember that grace is what is keeping you, making you look into your mirror. Because without God's grace, you would have been chickened long time ago. But his grace kept you. His mercy kept you. Say amen. And I will not abandon his grace and his mercy. I will not tell myself that. I will not be like Nebuchadnezzar, who said that, look at what my might, my strength has gotten me. He took God out of his testimony. He said, look at what my strength, my might has gotten me. Say amen. And whilst the words were in his mouth, God couldn't wait for him to finish. The Bible said, and the watchers in heaven. It means that there are watchers watching what you are saying. He said, hey, your might, I will prove to you that you have no might. I will prove to you that you have no might. He said, cut him down. And he was cut down. And the Spirit of God drove him from his beautiful palace and sent him into the forest. And he became, God is a very good God. He's a God of humor, half human and half beast. That means he wanted him to keep his sanity. Just say, Mpese o kai kai. Say amen. Half human and what? Half beast. And he said, you see, your days of eating chicken and chickenato and bokenato, then you eat grass like the oxen. Hair will grow on your body. He said, and your fingers will grow like claws of a vulture. Yes. Say amen. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the. That means that you are now going to be with crocodiles, you are going to go with chimpanzees, animals. All these people who are attending to you, they are over. Now your subjects will be like animals, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. And 7 times, that means that you'll be there for 7 years, shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. And he giveth it to whomsoever he will. So when you get up in the morning and you go do business and you succeed and things are happening and you are being applauded and appellated and everything, remember that it was God who made it happen to you. It was God who has kept you. Haven't you seen people gymming and fall down and die? Our former vice president was gymming to look slim, to look flat for his stomach. He's grown, but he wants his stomach to become flat and all that. But it was gymming. Unfortunately, the guy died. It's a very, very painful death for all of us. But that is God. He decided to take you away in the gym room. It's not vitamins you are taking. Thank God for vitamins. It is not the guarantee for the longevity of your life. Vitamins is not a guarantee for the longevity of it. It is God's grace. There's God's grace. If you don't have his grace, you are chicken. I was telling the first service people that a certain man lost his father. And his father was in the fridge. And he was going about. And he went around on 31st December. He was in his shower to finish quickly and go to church. He was in the shower. People don't know why he was in the shower. So they went to look for him. When they went to the shower, he was dead in the shower. A day for him to cross over. He didn't see this year. His father is in the fridge. Now they are adding the father and the son together for burial in 2023. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. It is not him that will it. It is not him that run it. It is God that showeth mercy. So when his mercy is not you, it's not a guarantee that you are going to see next year. This year, as you have started 23, not many people will cross over to 24. It was his mercy that will keep you. I'm going to see my gym doctor. I'm going to see my whatever. I'm going to see my this. I'm going to see my eye. I'm going to see my eye. See all you want to see. If his mercy doesn't locate you. If his mercy, the reason you will go to 2024 is not because you went and saw your doctor. It was because God's mercy has carried you. So lean on two wings of God, his grace and his mercy. And then don't also neglect the assembling of ourselves together. Don't allow success, money, fame, name, connection to take you away from his house where you find grace and mercy. Worshipping him. I was telling the first service that there's a company in the U.S. The name of the company is an eating company. It's called Chick-fil-A. Have you heard of Chick-fil-A? Yeah, Chick-fil-A. This guy started his business small. A man of God, right from the beginning of the business, he told himself that it is God's grace that I have started this business. So I will reserve Sundays for God. So he doesn't go to church on Sunday. The company grew, became big. That's the company's name, Chick-fil-A. It's in the U.S. His chicken is superb. But he doesn't go to church. He doesn't open his company on Sundays. He says that it is not an emergency to eat chicken on Sundays. So he will go to church. Now, if this is his company, he said, breakfast closed Sunday. He and his wife, his children, they go to church. They sit in church. They hear their pastor preach and everything. And his company is all over U.S. Now, if you live in the U.S. and you see his company is an eating company. They sell chicken. This is his package. This is his package. Chicken, like, you know, burgers, whatever. Everything is chicken. Very nicely done. And for him to miss Sunday, listen very carefully, it cost him hundreds of millions of dollars for not going on Sunday. Is millions of dollars. for not opening all his businesses across US. It's a lot of loss. But he doesn't see it as loss. He would rather be in church, worshiping God, kneeling at the altar, singing songs, than to open his company on Sundays. It means that he values God's grace and God's mercies than to go and open. Many people came to him and said that, look, you are losing money. We are losing money. Our competitors are making. He said, don't forget our competitors. So he gives his Sundays. And he makes it bold. He doesn't apologize for it. He doesn't. He just is bold. I don't sell chicken and whatever on Sundays. I'm in church. And when he closes from church, he goes home. He has a nice, beautiful house. They sing hymns and spiritual songs. Hymns. And then Monday he starts. Now, after years, this guy who doesn't open on Sundays, that's the guy. He doesn't open on Sundays, goes to church, worships God and everything. He's a multi-billionaire. His company has surpasses all those who sell on Sundays. The Sunday doesn't open, no. God makes it up from the Monday to the Saturday. And he has become richer, bigger, nicer than all those who open on Sundays. He has discovered the secret of success. The secret of success is not a pray. That's why it's not him who will it, and he will. It is God who will show you mercy. The God factor. Till today, as I'm speaking, if you go to US now, all Chick-fil-A companies are McDonald's is open, Kentucky Fried Chicken, whatever, Waffle, all of them are open. The guy is closed. Only, this is the only guy, food joint that is closed on Sundays. And yet, he has become the biggest and the richest. Do you see grace at work here? Do you see the message of God at work here? Make God a priority in your life. You are not doing your pastor a service by coming to church. Say amen. You are not doing the church a great service by. Some people, when they come to church, they have to come and mark a register for you. Oh, my bad, sorry. You are not impressing me by coming to church. It is a personal relationship you have with God so that he can show you grace and mercy. I know a church member who plays golf on Sunday instead of coming to church. He said, oh, Sundays are my only resting days. And I play golf on Sunday mornings and swim in the afternoon. So you play golf. He said, first, this is straight. Because I met him, I said, I don't see him. He said, oh, I'm so busy, that I don't. So it's Sunday that I wash my cars. Sunday morning, I drive my cars to the washing bay. And whilst they are washing, my driver is there to make sure that all the cars I was. Then I'm on the golf course. So he was telling me, oh, I'm on the golf course playing golf. And then in the evening, he goes for evening swimming. Then he eats omotuo, a groundnut soup with okro around it. As is whatever. This is his routine on Sundays. This is his schedule. Asamoah, this is his schedule on Sunday. So he sees church as boring, waste of time, and whatever. The last time I won't mention his name, but the last time I heard of him, he was walking like this. He's speech impaired with all the golf. It's not golf, it's not swimming. He's sick. He can die anytime. He's not dead yet, but he can die anytime. Because the way he's sick, though, they have given him some means to live. He's sick. The reason why I'm telling the story, because the wife sent for me to come and pray for your son. So I said, but I don't see him in church. They told me, the story I'm telling, that's what they told me. Yeah. I said, oh, God bless you. Why? God bless you. Coming to church and worshiping is not a favor you are doing for God. It is your covenant relationship. Look, there's a guy in Luke 13. Is it Luke? No, Matthew 13. Is it Matthew? Luke? Whatever. This guy had a business, and the business grew. Huh? Luke 12. Yes, Luke 12 from verse 50. This guy's business grew. And when the business grew, look at what he did. Look at what he did. And this is Jesus' parable. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. Is it in the Bible? And he thought within himself, say, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. There's nothing wrong with it. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. But look at where he went wrong. Next verse. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease. Number one, eat. Number two, drink. Number three, and be merry. There was no God in it. There's nothing like now that God has blessed me. Oh, I will build synagogues for God. I will help poor people. I will do. He didn't add God to his plans. It is to eat, take his ease, drink, and when you are making merry, you call friends to come and drink vodka and beer. And his agenda angered God. So God himself descended and came to him in the night. Look at what he said. But God said, it wasn't his pastor. It wasn't his elder. It was God who came to him and said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? It was God. It wasn't a prophet. For them to say the prophet has gone to curse them. But no, it was God who came to him and said, after my grace has increased your goods, bless you for you to have drinking. Now you are telling yourself that I should take that ease means that now relax, eat, drink, make merry. Look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. No, the next verse. 21. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. Don't make plans to be married this year. Make plans to do more of God's work, to serve God more, to sing more, to worship more, to give more, to support more things about God. Yes. When God sees your noble spiritual intentions, he extends your life. Say amen. And this is a parable of Jesus trying to tell us something, that look, people are going to be blessed in this house. I said people are going to be fantabulously, fantastically rich under my ministry because of the word that God himself gave me. That it shall be our year of what? His grace. It means that you are going to receive much good, and everything coming to you is purely by his grace. Remember that the riches don't make you backslide. You don't go and have business meetings on Sunday morning and be drinking vodka. Remember that nothing takes you away from your worship. This guy, the owner of Chick-fil-A, I don't even know his name. If you have his name, please pop it up. I don't even know. This guy It's a challenge to me. Because me and you, if we are losing millions of dollars on Sundays every week for 1 year, I will not do it. Keto. Speak the truth. Be honest with yourself. You, the way you have suffered in life, if you discover a business that brings you, will you lose Sunday money? You will find something. You will, oh my God. You will create a worship service even at the restaurant so that live band, something that business. No, he closes it down completely. All his thousands of branches. And before you go and work there, you'll be interviewed. There are some caliber of people he doesn't employ. Yeah. And guess what, man of God? This is the shocking part. People are carrying money to serve as a franchise of his business. And he's not giving it to them. You want to be a, have you seen Chick-fil-A in Ghana here? If you don't take it, there will be none, because the person who will go and start the business here, you know, will work on Sundays. So people are carrying money. I want to have a franchise of Chick-fil-A, and he's not giving it to them. And if you apply, the queue is up to 5 years. I'm not lying. He's on Google. What's his name? Trubet Kathia. He's the founder of Chick-fil-A. That's his name. If you want to be a franchise of his business, it takes your application. He looks at it and he puts it down. He's not interested in your money. The guy is too rich. He wants to maintain his integrity with God. The covenant is made with God. That is why we don't have, look, listen to me. That is why we don't have very rich people in our country here. Most of the people who are very, very rich, only a few have done genuine business to become rich. The rest, they've stolen money. They either stole money or are dealing with some cocaine or something. But straightforward, genuine rich people, they are not too many in our country. Very few. Because God knows the heart of a man. That you, if he prospers you, if you worship Christ, you won't come. You won't even talk to your pastor. You will say that we are all fake. Yeah. You say that we are all fake. There are people in my church here, if they prosper, I won't see them in here again. Marriage has driven some people out of church. You were okay until you got married. That's it. You were okay until you got a good job. And when you are, you see, a true test of a person's faith is when you are applying for a job, and then the guy said that you have to work on Sundays and earn double salary. Then you know what is in the heart of a man. The company says that you have to work here on Sundays. You who haven't got a job for all these years, now you got a job, the job is paying well. They said, stop worship. The guy is a pagan. He said, stop worship because you have to come to work. You have to come to work on Sundays. Then you are standing there. Yeah. Sorry. They said, I have gone to church enough to last me a lifetime. I've done my part. I've sung in the choir. I've become an elder. Adenam akwa Reverend Steve Crowley Medida. Akupon kratia si se ma brim. And I mean, yes, he said, I should be back to have school fees, after my rent. Yeah. So you can easily give up your worship on Sundays. You see, this is where we know whether you want to serve God or Mammon. God, Mammon. God, money will know who you are. Idahosa said, give a man power and money, you will know what is in his heart. Give a man power and money, you will know what is in his heart. Yes. If you want to know whether somebody is a fornicator or not, give him a beautiful room with a half naked woman. The reason why he hasn't fornicated, because he has no room to fornicate. Where he lives, no. He can't bring a woman to that room. Give him a beautiful room and put a half naked woman in it. Then you know whether he's a fornicator or not. Because he's a fornicator or he hasn't got the opportunity to display. He's a fornicator in his heart. Give a girl money. Give a girl a car. Give a girl wig and belts and shoes, leggings and everything. Then you know whether she's a worshiper of God or not. And belts. A certain gentleman approached a lady. He said, you are a beautiful lady. I want to marry you. He said, oh, really? You want to marry? He says, then the guy said, I have so-and-so. I'm a rich man. So-and-so said, hey, oh, really? He said, but I have three wives. You are going to be number four. Then he took his money like this, befu. And I said, this is just for taxi to go home. Hey, guess what? The Christian sister became the fourth wife. The father gave the daughter away. A Christian sister married to a brother from another religion. This is not because of love. This is because of money. Let's go to the bottom of it. It's because of money. And the girl said, listen to this, it's a true story. The girl said, she wants to live in this area, a very, very, very rich Porsche area. And the girl drove in the area and saw a house and went inside. Said, I want to see the owner of this house. Then they saw the owner and said, I want to buy your house. Name the price. So this guy named the price. Inflated it. The girl told the husband, I want it. I want the house. So they bought the house and pulled down the house and built, whenever you come to some area, I'll show you where it is, a humongous house. Huh? I don't want trouble. Oh. Build a humongous house. And the house is all white. Big house. Do you know? You know, when you are going to marry, you know that they have the dowry. First the dowry, then they have for mother, for father. Do you know what was for the mother? A brand new tear rubber Range Rover. Do you know what was the father? S600, S-Class 600. That's for that is mother, father. Then, Corollas for people. Brothers and sisters. Yeah, just to marry the girl. So why, listen to me, why will a father, are you listening, give a Christian father, goes to church, give his daughter to a man of another religion to be a fourth wife? The bottom line is money. To sit in an air class. That is why the Bible said that why will he profit a man if he gains this whole world and loses his soul? Which means that the thing has to do with soul, but some people value material things than the destiny of his soul. So this year of grace and mercy, see, keep it by the Bible said, but don't let the money corrupt your destiny in heaven.
Why? Because you see, Africans, we are suffering. People will sell their soul for money. But God doesn't need your money. He needs your soul. Say amen. Are you there? So you tell yourself that this year, I'm not messing around with God. I'm not joking with my worship. I'm not going to be making excuses on Sundays. I am with God. And that which the Gentiles are running after, the Lord shall give it to you. Jesus was teaching in Matthew 6. This is what he was teaching. He said, the Gentiles ran after money, this, that. But you, the child of God, seek ye first. Matthew 5:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all other things that the Gentiles are running after, they will follow you. Look at it. Go to the scriptures before. Go like 30. He says, 6:30. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? Oh, you of what? Little faith. You see, you are believing that you can be naked on the... But you can never be naked. Go to the scriptures above. Look at it. He says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? It means that God knows that you need food and clothing and raiment and shelter. As you are sitting here, are you a hungry person? No, you can't call yourself a hungry person. It is what you want that you haven't got, but what you need, you have it. You have clothes. You have food. When I go to your house, like if I open your fridge, they have some food in it, fruits, drinks, whatever you need. When I go to your storeroom, there's tinapa, there is sardine, there is everything, there's corned beef for you to make corned beef jollof this afternoon and everything and put this in and put eggs on it for your this thing. Yeah. You are not saying here o poto sa. Look at the next verse. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Your heavenly Father knows. Am I misquoting scripture? Yeah. He knows that you have need. That is why, look, if you like go to Medina Market, hold on to this scripture. Go to the Medina Market. When I went to the Medina Market, I was shocked. Pachaba, I was shocked. My shock was where people were selling. Keto, they sell everywhere, every corner. When you are in a market and you branch a corner, like you see that somebody, a woman is sitting here with a small table with a stool, and he's selling garden eggs. Sitting lonely in the corner. Then when you hear somebody, everybody is selling pieces. And I was the woman who was taking us around. I said, hey, so this woman sitting here, who is going to see her? Because we branch there by like whatever. When you branch, you know, she's sitting there, people everywhere. Do you know what the woman told me? He told me, that shocked me. He said, nobody will go home hungry from this market. He said, everybody will make sales. Everybody will sell something. And when you go to Medina Market, they are selling everywhere, from the roadside, everywhere. Into the night. But you see that the Heavenly Father made sure that everybody makes sales. And she said, everybody will have something to eat. So what I'm trying to say, God is more concerned about your daily bread than you yourself. That is why sometimes you don't know when the next meal is coming, but he makes provision for the next meal. Somebody brings you something. Somebody brings a bottle of oil and a glass of whatever. Something happens to you. If you be truthful to yourself, there are times that you were not even expecting a blessing, but it just came your way. Somebody just met you and then gave you money. You are not saved. Sometimes you wonder how you are going to survive the whole week. But somehow you survive the whole week. It is God whose mercy and grace makes you put food on the table every day of the week. Don't think that it is just happening by chance. For your Father in heaven knoweth that ye have need of these things. Say amen. Yeah. Unless you will not speak the truth. When was the last time? And speak the truth. And if what I'm saying, I'm lying. I want you to get up and shame me. When was the last time the whole day you had nothing to eat and you slept in hunger till the following day? If it happened to you, stand up on your feet and put me to shame. Yeah. That the whole day you didn't eat and you slept in hunger and woke up the following morning. God finds a way to put food on everyone's table. And it's just a matter of time. You see that thing that is like a slow thing happening to you, before you realize you have also become a blessed person. Yeah. Give us this day our daily bread, and he supplies. Say amen. And then look at it. Look at the next verse. He says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Is what? An addition. Extra car, extra house, extra fridge, extra freezer, extra rooms. These things are additions. You have the basic necessities of life. Food, shelter, and clothing. Then he will add more. That is why people have more than 2 cars, 3 cars, and everything. Extra. And give me some away. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah, give me some away. If you see somebody giving a car away, it means that he has more than 1 car. If you see somebody giving, anytime somebody brings you a bag of rice, it means that buying a bag of rice is within reach. That's why he can give you a bag. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah. So, don't let material things dictate your commitment to God. It's God first. It's worship first. The things of God first. Don't let your mind be filled with materialism. Don't marry a man because you are in need. You don't marry because you are in need. You marry for love. You marry for commitment. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. That's the reason you marry. Somebody went and married somebody else for money. Yes. When he was going to marry that person, we said, this person you are going to marry, yeah, be careful, Kakra. She didn't listen. She went and married. The guy came down and died. There was a poor guy who was chasing this girl. He said, no. The poor guy is alive. But the guy died. The rich guy died. And she also died. Yeah. Money is not everything. I was telling a story. Listen to this story. Me and Pastor Stanley, in our struggling days, there was a rich woman who used to come to our church. She was the richest woman among the people. So she invited us. She said, well, I want to see the twins in my house. So me and Stanley, we took a taxi or something. We didn't have a car. We went there. It was airport residential area. When we went there, Chale, this is the house. The entrance, the walkway, the sitting room, 5 halls. Hey, marble tiles, fridge and freezers, servants, chefs wearing uniforms. We went upstairs. Those days, there were no big TVs. He had a big TV. We went, he said, they should tell us that we should come to her bedroom. So we went to her bedroom. Mpapa pebi. A huge bed. And she was lying in the bed. Big bedroom with TVs in the bedroom. One on the left for the husband, one on the right. Because the husband says if he wants to change channel, the wife is also watching something. So there are two TVs, one on the left, one on the right. Do you know why she called us? We should pray for her because she's depressed. How can you be depressed in such a house? She's depressed. And she's contemplating suicide. So the twins should come and pray for her. And I was telling myself, how can you be depressed in such a house? It is only one thing. The house doesn't give you joy. The house doesn't give you satisfaction. Riches. She's a very rich woman. She has everything. She has a very rich husband. The husband has traveled and she invited us there. And we went. She's depressed. Suicidal. Oh, Stanley was my assistant there. He's been my assistant for a long time. Oh, I preached, was responding. Amen. I lay hands on this woman and everything. She got up from the bed and then she revived. Then she said, the chefs should cook something for us. Hey! Eating be what? We ate her and carried some home. And then the following Sunday, she was in church. Don't run after money. Don't run after material things. Run after. Let the goodness of God run after you. This year, God will take care of you. This year, God will bless you. This year, you will see God's favor. This year, if I'm a true man of God, listen to me, if I'm a true man of God and I receive this theme from the Lord, watch the manifestation of the theme. Yes, watch it. You will listen to me. You are going to get some monies you didn't work for. Some blessings will just walk to you and say, but what did I do to deserve this? It is God's grace. It is God's mercy. God will show you his good side this year. God will bless you beyond your imagination. God will take care of you. You will never want because he's your shepherd. God bless you. I love you all.